Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Ask Karen, the podcast that has all the answers. You can get in touch for advice on absolutely anything. Maybe you've hit a crossroad in your life, it could be a simple dilemma, or maybe you just want to know if Karen has ever had a goldfish. You can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com. You can contact us on our website, askkaren.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter.
Sorry, I laughed at Tit.
You can follow us on Twitter or Instagram at Ask Karen Podcast, and we're also on Facebook as well. I'm your host, Chris, and I'm here with Karen.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
It's been a while, isn't it?
It's been 2 weeks and 2 days, as you just told me.
You thought it was 1 week, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because you've been away, haven't you?
2 days. I've had a little petit vacances.
Oh, look at you.
In France.
Yeah. What's that mean?
A little holiday.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. I don't speak French. Do you speak much French?
Yeah, I'm all right, actually. But my accent is better than my knowledge. So, like, I say something to a French person in their accent and they think I'm better than I am. So then they talk back at me and, like, and then I don't know what they've said.
No. So, no good for directions then? Because you'd ask for directions and then they'd just babble on.
And I just pretend just I know how to do some directions in German, even though I only did German for 1 year.
Is that any use in France?
No good in France, no.
So, we'll start off with, I've got a present for you.
What is it?
So, you need to...
Should I put my tea down?
You can do, yeah. Yeah, you can do. You need to... it's not very well wrapped.
Oh my God, it's an you need thing. To... wrapped up!
It's not very well wrapped.
It's wrapped in paper. Oh, it's really nice sparkly paper.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
The tape's come off already.
I think you've done a beautiful job, actually. Can I open it?
Yeah, of course you can, yeah.
Is that the point? Yeah. It's not something that's going to jump out at me, is it?
No, definitely won't jump out at you.
Okay. Oh, I'm intrigued. What is... Oh, this is my bag! You borrowed this off me ages ago.
No, you left that around our house, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I spilled coffee in it.
You spilled coffee in your bag.
I've got yours that I took in return.
Oh, right.
Is this something of mine that I left at your house?
Is something else in the bag?
Did I leave this as well?
No.
What's this? Oh, it's exciting. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing, yeah.
Oh my God, Kevin! Oh my God, that's amazing.
What is it? Say what it is.
It's an Ask Karen mug. I just held it up to the microphone like you could see. Oh my God, that is so brilliant.
Merchandise.
Oh, Chris,
look,
you're fantastic.
That.
Merch.
Is it good?
Yeah. Oh, I'm really impressed.
Exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I got really excited when I...
Oh, shall I make you a cup of tea in it? Oh, you got one.
I got one already.
One's enough.
Yeah, one's enough.
Actually, I don't want to ruin it.
Isn't it?
Oh, Chris, that is brilliant.
It's like we're on some sort of TV daytime show now.
I thought you can say dating.
Not show. A dating. Yeah, that's what they have. They have mugs on their dating show.
At least women have mugs, don't they?
They do.
Oh, what a lovely present.
Oh, I really do like it.
I really do.
Good.
It smells nice, actually.
So, how's the sofa, by the way? Did the tea stain?
Yeah, it's fine. It's just
it come out?
Gone. Yeah, you can't see it now, can you?
Good. Because I know a lot of listeners will be worried about that.
I know, yeah. We have to fill them in. Exactly. It was a bit of a disaster.
Exactly.
Actually, I'm going to pick my tea up now very carefully.
Right, be careful.
Done.
We've got loads to get through.
Oh, God.
So, we've got some EastEnders comments.
Oh, more EastEnders.
It's my fault, really. Because we spoke about it before, and you know, we spoke about Tiffany.
Oh, sorry, that's nice.
Oh, it is that.
It's your fabric softener.
I told
isn't
you
it?
Got
You've
a good fabric
about this
yeah,
before.
We've got amazing fabric softener. It's
oh,
that.
It's delicious.
Is it nice?
Yeah.
There you go.
Right, sorry, as you were, EastEnders.
EastEnders. So, Sarah from Woodford in Essex and Peter from North London, they.
Two people.
They wrote in to say that the reason why there's two Tiffanys in EastEnders. I should have known this.
Right.
Being an EastEnders fan.
Yeah.
You only have one name per show, that's how
yeah,
it works.
Yeah, you were saying.
But when Tiffany died, she got run over by a car. Sorry for non EastEnders.
No, I
fans.
Knew that. I knew that.
Bianca was her best friend at the time, and when Bianca had a baby, she called it Tiffany after her best friend. So that's why
it's
two Tiffanys.
Oh, I did wonder after you said it, maybe Tiffany had a child, but did she have a child?
Bianca did, yeah.
No, but Tiffany, the original Marty McCutcheon.
No, she didn't.
Oh, that's a shame. I can't remember.
Don't think so. Anyway, that's
Patsy
that
Palmer had loads. I mean, Bianca.
Yeah.
Or was it Patsy Palmer?
Bianca.
Okay.
Patsy Palmer's the actress.
Yeah, I know, but am I thinking she had lots
of
kids?
Oh, I don't know. I don't follow her family tree.
All right, as you were.
Avocados.
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, I forgot I was going to do some research on avocados and I didn't.
Oh, it's not about that. It's fine. Sarah in Woodford, Sarah in Woodford wants to know, do you put your beans on top of your avocado or the other way around?
Other way around.
So you put your beans on the toast.
On the toast, avocado on the beans.
And so you heat the beans up?
Yeah, hot beans.
You heat up the avocado?
No. Hot
so
beans,
putting
cold
hot
avocado.
Beans on the toast.
Yep.
You're putting cold avocado on top of the hot beans.
Yes.
Okay.
It has to be like that.
Fine.
And you just put it in like thin slices, the avocado.
Right, okay.
And it's nice with the hot beans. It's
right.
sort of a bit buttery.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Starts sort of melting.
That just reminds me, I forgot the best ever vegan butter. It's a new thing, if anyone
What's
wants
that?
To know what that is. It's called, I don't know how you pronounce it, Naturally, but it's what, N-A-T-U-R-L-I.
Right.
My friend Kath recommended it to me, and it's like actual butter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Sounds little good. Added tip for you.
Little vegan tip there.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel from Barkingside in Essex said she was inspired by Karen's dinner the other week and has just made a... It's eventually roasted, not just now. Has just a roasted broccoli and chickpea wrap for lunch.
She
Said she can't remember what else was in it, but she knew it had those two things, so she's double with it.
Oh, did she
That's
say she liked it?
She didn't say. She just said she just made it, so she might have thrown it away.
It was horrible. I'm never listening to you again.
Nah. Matt from West London says, I'm with Karen, the beautiful South aren't my cup of thing
yes,
either.
Yes, Matt!
a couple of things catching on. I knew it would.
Yeah, I thought so.
And I think that's kind of it as far as like catch-up stuff goes.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
I like a catch-up.
Yvonne in Walthamstow wants to know, Strictly Come Dancing or Dancing on Ice?
Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, really?
No question.
No.
Got no interest in Dancing on Ice whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's not for me. Strictly, I've got really into Strictly, actually. I mean, part of it is like the who's getting off with who.
Yeah, it's like the Strictly curse and all that.
Yeah, but I really like the dancing. Mm. I know it doesn't seem like I'm not really a ballroom type person, but...
You're not wearing a ball gown now.
No, nearly. No, Strictly, 100%.
Oh, okay.
Ed Ball's doing Gangnam Style, by the way. That was the funniest thing on TV
ever.
Oh, yeah,
that was good.
Yeah.
Do you know what gets on my nerves about that show? When they do the weird little VT things that aren't real in between.
Oh, yeah.
Like when it's like movie week and then like they go to like a VT of how are they doing this week in rehearsals and it'll be like, oh, there's someone's turned into a werewolf or something like that.
Annoying,
it's
yeah.
Like, what the hell? I want to know how they're doing. I don't want to know like... A run-up to what they're going to be dancing.
No, that cheesiness. Also,
really cheesy.
I don't want to be mean. I feel like I'm always saying that on this.
Yeah, go on.
But Tess Daly.
Oh,
God. Claudia Runkelman.
I love
great.
Her.
Great. Yeah,
she's
really
brilliant.
Like her.
Do you know who her mum is?
I do. She's a journalist.
Eve Pollard.
Pollard, yeah, that's it.
I found that out recently.
I should have pretended I didn't know so that you could tell me.
Eve Pollard!
Oh, my God!
Bill from Somerset wants to know, what's your most outrageous story?
Okay.
Now,
Bill from Somerset.
I'm guessing you don't want to tell us your
I
most
can't,
outrageous
can
story,
I?
No.
It's not everything I can think
have
of
got,
that's...
Have you got a story?
I've got lots of stories, but anything that's outrageous is not going to be suitable for broadcast.
No, it's not.
If you think of me, right?
Yeah, it's not, definitely not going to
no.
be. No.
So, I'm not going to say anything outrageous.
Right.
I could tell you something.
Go on.
Not that I've not outrageous that I've done.
So pretend we're at a dinner party.
What dinner party?
Any dinner party. Doesn't
I've
matter.
A dinner party.
Pretend we're at a dinner party.
Oh, so tell me about your dinner party. Like,
pretend we're at a dinner party and like you don't know the people there, so you.
I know what
you
I
wouldn't
could
go
tell
too
you.
Outrageous, but you want like a funny, quip, like you know.
Yeah, this isn't outrageous at all, or
go on.
Even funny. I just.
Brilliant. Sounds like you've hit nail on the head.
What popped into my head was because I was listening to Shaka Khan yesterday on that Pose soundtrack.
Yes.
Oh, that requires explanation.
Yeah.
Once, when I was in Liverpool, Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan,
I was walking home from a club on my own. That's another story. But a limo came up and the roof opened.
What?
I think the roof opened or the window opened.
God.
Shaka Khan popped out.
Out of the roof?
Yeah. And said, can you tell me how to get to Cream? And I knew where it was because obviously I knew a lot about clubbing in Liverpool. And I gave her directions. She goes, do you want to come with us? And I went, no.
Kidding me? Really?
Yeah. And I carried on. I would just show her where to go and then said,
you?
Bye. I don't know.
Why
what
did
I was
you
thinking.
Say yes?
I don't know. I've regretted it ever since. Also, I got invited into a club with Boy George and I said no. That was cream as well.
You keep saying no to people.
I know. I said just to, he gave me a chewing gum, but I didn't want to go in with him.
Should have done. It's a bit awkward though sometimes.
And I thought
thing.
I was on my own. What would I do? It'd be really awkward. Chaka Khan would have been easier because she had a whole entourage in that limo.
Well, you don't know that.
I don't know that, I assume.
She might have been on her own thinking, I need to find some people to go to a club with. Driving round and round Liverpool. For all you know.
Yeah, so that wasn't that outrageous.
Okay, so vegan time. What's been your favourite meal of the week?
Okay, on Friday night I went out. It's always, I realise lately they're always things I've been out to eat rather than cooked.
Can be either, really. It's fine.
But I haven't cooked that much, exciting. But I went out on Friday night, had a nice vegan meal. So the place is, I don't really know how you pronounce it. I think Sagar, Sagar, okay. South Indian. And it's proper like South Indian, like you have in Mumbai, and so not like your normal curries.
Right.
You can get a normal curry. But I have masala dosa, like the big long. Sorry, it's my tea and biscuits. You know, like the big, like, do you know what I mean?
No.
Oh, it's like a big, oh, I've got photos of it, but that won't be much good for the viewers.
Not bread.
No. It's made of, I think, like lentils and rice or something. So it's like a pancake, pancake, and it's filled with like the curry stuff, and you have all kinds of nice dips with it, and like rolled up, the big long one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and like fried savoury donuts with dips.
Ooh.
Really good. So yeah, I'd recommend that. And I had a mango sorbet for dessert.
Get you. Yeah. You never have dessert.
I know. I had a dessert in France even.
Did you?
France is really difficult to eat for vegetarians. Sorbet.
Is it?
But, oh my God, yeah, it's hard enough being vegan. No. It's hard enough being vegetarian. It's impossible for
the way around.
Yeah.
You didn't know what you are, do you?
I don't know what I'm doing.
You have no idea. Okay, so it's time for the dilemma part of
the
podcast.
Okay, let me have my last mouthful of tea to get ready.
Well, it's fine. I've got a long question, so it's fine. Okay. Richard from Croydon says, it's currently 8:43 a.m. and I sat on a quiet coach on my way on a train to work.
Mm-hmm.
Across the aisle is an elderly gentleman tucking into a particularly pungent shop-bought egg and spring onion sandwich.
No!
Whilst he isn't making any noise. So I have little grounds to make a formal complaint. I still feel this is unacceptable behaviour for this time of the morning. How would you handle this?
Oh my God, I'm fully in agreement. Did that make sense? I'm fully in agreement with
fully
this.
Fully in agreement.
I'm fully in agreement with this.
Are you?
Eating smelly foods on trains. Doesn't even matter if it's 8:43 a.m. In the evening, it shouldn't be allowed on a train. And whoever thought it was a good idea to put those, what are those shops? Wasabis in train stations. And pasty shops in train stations.
No, that's not a good idea, is it?
That's a crime. Like, it's a bad idea. Because everyone's buying them right before the train goes.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing, like, going home in the evening as well. People eating curry.
But on the train?
Yes, it's happened to me a lot of times and I've had to move carriages. Or Cornish pasties, which really smell.
Oh, God.
I think smelly food on trains. Egg sandwiches? No. I mean, you can't, in this situation this person's talking about, it's got nothing to do with being in a quiet carriage.
No.
So you couldn't do anything about it. But I would, I think I'd just make a lot of disgusted noises and get up and move. Although it's an old man.
Passive aggressive, is that what you do?
Yeah, I'd just leave. I wouldn't tell him to stop eating it.
See, it's difficult when it's old people, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel a bit guilty
already.
Did?
Oh my God, this is so terrible. I went to the cinema once.
Oh.
I've got this funny thing about if people are sitting in my seats at the cinema, I'll ask them to move. Because, you know,
your ticket seats.
Yeah, like when they're numbered.
That's never happened to me. Someone's been in my seat.
Well, it happens to me quite a lot for some reason.
Really?
We walked into the cinema and there was just two old ladies sitting in our seats.
Oh, no.
And the film was just starting. That wasn't just starting. The lights were down and the trailers were going. So we were kind of like, I said, I'm really sorry. I think you're in our seats. And they were like, oh, sorry, really sorry. So they got up and moved. And I felt so bad because as soon as they moved, I thought, why didn't I just sit somewhere else? I felt really, really bad. And the reason why they're in our seats because they'd booked a disabled seat, right?
You kicked
I think,
disabled
no, they
out.
They
can you stand
a disabled
up
seat.
And walk
they
away?
They obviously thought it was probably a better, easier access seat.
Oh.
But in the cinema, a wheelchair seat isn't a seat. It's just a space.
Oh.
Do you see what I mean? So they booked that space.
Oh, by mistake.
Because that's where you put the wheelchair.
Oh, I see.
But they haven't got a wheelchair. So that's why they sat in those seats. And I felt so bad that I asked them to move. And the whole film, I sat there thinking I'm a horrible person.
Oh, no. So you couldn't enjoy the film?
No.
I mean, you did what you thought was best. Don't beat yourself up about it.
Yeah, yeah. These things happen, don't they?
Yeah.
Annette from Dublin says, "Hi, Karen. People are calling me a loser at uni.
Hang on!
Because I failed one assignment. What should I do? Is this someone you know?
No way, are you kidding me?
Has this turned into like people just attacking you via email?
This has turned into
email?
Pick on Karen hour. Okay, Annette from Dublin. I know who this person is.
She is
actually called Annette, and she is from Ireland, but she's not from Dublin.
Right. Why has she made that up?
I don't know. Basically, she's outing me.
Did you call her a loser?
No, it's me. I failed one of my assignments.
Oh, she's calling you a loser?
She's calling me a loser. Every time she sees me, she does that, like an L on my forehead to take the mick out of me.
Let's skip on from that then. We're not having any of that. No bullying around
No,
here.
She's not bullying, though. I do love her.
Well, she's writing into me.
That's true. She didn't write to me.
Well, she did, really. She wrote to Ask Karen.
Oh, yeah, that is actually writing to me, even though I didn't see it till right now.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I failed something, Chris.
What is it you failed?
I can't say. An assessment.
Was it? You completely failed it?
Completely failed it quite badly, and I've got to do it again. But I was thinking, this is actually the first time I've failed anything. Oh. Like, ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
Really?
Only because if I don't revise something... So when I almost failed something, when I was at uni, I went to exam and thought, oh, I haven't revised any of this. I don't know how to answer any of the questions. So I just got up and left. So that's what I do. If there's any chance of failing, I just don't. So I did fail in the end.
You just failed. Yeah, what are you talking about? I've never failed anything before. I've always walked out of my exams.
Yeah, but I haven't failed because I've done badly.
That's definitely failing.
But I failed because I went, oh, I can't be bothered to do it.
Right, okay.
Rather than failing because I just didn't do very well.
Well, maybe you should have walked out.
I should have. It's too late now.
Okay, now it's time. It's news time.
Ooh, news time.
Exciting. A British Airways flight ended up flying to Edinburgh instead of Dusseldorf by mistake this week due to an admin error. Many passengers were shocked when they found themselves in the Scottish city. So I want to ask you, Karen, have you ever been going somewhere and have ended up somewhere completely different?
Well, not on the same scale of that.
You've never flown a plane?
I've never flown a plane. I've jumped out of a plane.
Right.
With a parachute.
You weren't flying that plane.
I was not flying that would have been awful. No, I've not even been in a different country to the one I intended. Have I?
You've got the wrong train. You must have got the wrong train.
I've gotten the wrong train.
Wrong tonight coming here.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? You went stopped too far.
Fell asleep.
That's what I was thinking. So there was quite a lot of times when in my misspent youth, not even that long ago, like 5 years ago, when I used to fall asleep on the last bus and wake up in Morden.
At the end of the...
Yeah, the end of the night.
Yeah, that's
and
horrible.
Then there's no way to get back because it's like stupid o'clock, like the night bus.
Yeah.
So I've done that for a bit. Also getting on a train and rethinking it was a stopping train and it's the fast train and I've gone all the way up to like... St Albans and wanted to go
right,
to West Hampstead.
Oh, that's really frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, but I've never been to the wrong country, I think. I don't know how you could do
no.
that. No. What kind of admin error made them do that?
Apparently the pilot he knew where he was going. He was going to Edinburgh in his head.
So why did he go to Dusseldorf?
He was supposed to go to Dusseldorf.
Right. He thought he was going to Edinburgh.
But they gave him it gave him paperwork saying you're going to Edinburgh. So as far as they were concerned, they were going to Edinburgh the whole time.
What about cabin crew?
I don't know where they thought they were going. Probably not. I probably thought, but when they announced it,
that's what
then
I'm
they announced
thinking.
It at the beginning, saying like, "This is your flight to Edinburgh."
No,
like,
so, well,
when they're like, "Oh, hang on a minute, we're not going." Maybe they just thought, "Oh, he's got it wrong."
Someone at some point should have said, "I think they said Dusseldorf then."
Surely the
or
the
Edinburgh,
crew,
whatever way around.
They must like take notice of where they're going.
Yeah.
But apparently, when it landed, they made an announcement on the plane and said, "Everyone, put their hands up. Who wants to go to?" Dusseldorf, and everyone put their hands up. Why wouldn't they?
Edinburgh sounds nice.
I'll stay. It's fine.
I've just thought of another example of that, actually.
Go on.
Well, I have been somewhere else. Well, I don't know if this counts. When I was like 18 or so,
yeah.
I went interrailing with my friend. Well, actually, we went with three friends. We had a fight halfway around and split into two
right,
twos.
Okay.
So that's another story. So we were on a ferry from Italy to Greece.
Yeah.
And on that, I can't tell you what happened on that ferry.
Okay, right.
But on the way, suddenly, there was police everywhere. And we'd been out at sea for like half an hour or something. And police started coming out of the basement with loads of like men with no shoes on.
On the ferry?
On the ferry.
Oh, right. I think about the police boats.
No, they were already on the ferry, but we hadn't seen them.
Right.
And hundreds of, I don't know if I'm exaggerating here.
You are.
Possibly. lots and lots of like men were coming up. And it turned out there had been like loads of Romanian refugees stowing away on our ferry. And so we stuck out in the water for ages and then turned around and went back again.
Oh.
So I ended up back where I started. Don't know if that counts.
Well, yeah, it does really.
I had an experience with some policemen on that ferry.
Did you?
Yeah. I can't tell you the details.
Okay,
we'll I was 18. Let's leave that. Let's park it.
Put a pin in that.
Yeah. You can cut all that.
This sounds like I'm making this up, but once, I don't know if I told you this or not, I went to get my eyes tested once. I was walking to the shop, and you know they have like a sandwich board outside the shop?
Yeah.
Like in between the shops almost. So I got to the sandwich board, and saw it for the shop, turned left and went in the shop next door.
You
never. Honestly did. And it was, I was going to Specsavers. Literally should have gone to Specsavers. I'm not making it
what
up, honestly.
What was the shop next door?
It was Muji. Is it Muji?
Oh, I like Muji.
I spent some time in there. But I was so confused because I literally thought I was going to the right shop.
Oh, Chris.
Clearly need glasses. So that's it. It's the end of our podcast.
Has
it gone quick? Yeah.
It always goes too quick, doesn't it?
It's a good sign, though, I think.
Well, for us, not for the people listening.
Yeah, but if it goes quick, it's like keeping wanting more.
Okay.
So anyway, thanks to everyone that's listened and thanks to everyone that's messaged us as well. Keep them coming in. You can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com. You can use the form on our website, askkaren.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at askkarenpodcast and we're also on Facebook as well. Thanks for joining us and I hope you enjoyed it. Spread the word, subscribe and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Petit vacances.